Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Eruvin Daf Lamed Hey. The Mishnah on Amr Aleph discusses a situation where there was a suffix whether or not your Eruv was Kayam. You were able to access your Eruv, and the Eruv was in your Tchum when Shabbos came about. Bein Hashmashes, person realized that his Eruv was outside the Tchum, or Nafalol of Gal, or Nisraf, Tchum of Netmas, and you're not sure when this happened. Did it happen Miba Oid Yoim? Or did it happen Misha Chashecha? If it happens Miba Oid Yoim, then it's not going to be an Eruv. If it happens when it's already dark, then it's an Eruv. And the Mishnah says, the Machlokes Tanoim, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda say, Harei Zacham or Gomel, which Rashi explains is an expression of saying that it's a suffer whether Bechlal Ye'eruv is a kosher Eruv. And Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Shimon say, Suffolk Eruv Kasher, that your Eruv is indeed Kasher. And the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis goes into detail discussing at first Shitas Remeir. And the Gemara asks, does Remeir hold that Sveka is Lachumra? We have a Suffolk here, whether or not your Eruv was in place when Shabbos came. If your Eruv was in place, then you have an Eruv which you could use to walk 2,000 Amos past the place of your Eruv, and if not, then you can't use the Eruv. And in fact, if it's not a good Eruv, you can't even walk 2,000 Amos in the other direction, because the chance that it is a good Eruv, so you're really stuck, and you can't walk 2,000 Amos past your house in the other direction, and you can't walk 2,000 Amos past where the Eruv is. So the Gemara asks, does Rav Meir hold that every time there's a Suffolk, we go to Chumrah? Now, what's the Gemara's question? We know that whenever there's a Suffolk, we say Sveka da Eraisa is the Chumrah, so we have to assume that at this point in the Gemara, Rav Meir holds that Chumrah is a Rabbanan. And we're saying it's only a Sveka de Rabbanan. And every Sveka de Rabbanan is Lakula. And the Gemara says that in a Chanami, the Gemara goes on a little bit and explains that Rav Meir holds that Chumrah is the Eraisa, and therefore it's a Suffolk de Eraisa, and that's why Rav Meir holds Sveka de Eraisa is Lakumrah, and we have to be Machmir. And that the Gemara asks from a Sugya in Tahiris, where there's a Suffolk, whether a person touched a body, and we're not sure if it was chai, if it was alive, or if it was a mace when the person touched the body. And the halacha is, Rav Meir holds, that we go basar chazaka de me'ikara. The chazaka de me'ikara says that there's a cheskas taira, that the person who you touched was a chai, was alive, and therefore you're going to be tahar. So we see that by sveka de reisa, we go lakula, where there's a chazaka. So the same way that you go basar the cheskas taira in the situation where there's a suffix, whether you touched a dead person or not, you should also go over here in our situation. You should go bust that chazaka de meikara that tells us that the Eruv was indeed in place when Shabbos came around. You should be able to use that Eruv to continue 2,000 Amos past the place of the Eruv. And the Chazunish explains that even though there's also a chazaka de hashta, let's talk the case where there's a suffix where the person died. And we're not sure if the person died before you touched or after you touched. Right now, there's a mace b'faneinu. So there's a chazaka, the hash, that says that this body was mace. So why don't we assume with that chazaka that when you touched it was already dead? So Chazanish explains, since the chazaka de meikara came first, that is already determining the suffix. It's already answering, being pushed the suffix, and therefore, we say that you go back to the chazaka de meikara. It doesn't allow the chazaka, the hash, which comes second, give any opinion here, because it's no longer a suffix. Akopanim, the Gemara says that in a Chanami, the only way Rav Meir over here is going to say that you go l'chumrah is because it's trey u'trey. There's two kitei edim that are makhish each other. One says that the Eruv was around when Shabbos came into effect. Others say, the other kind of edim say it wasn't around. We have a suffix between two kitei edim. And in this situation, Rav Meir is going to say that you can't use the chazaka. Rashi explains, why can't I use the chazaka? Because since there is a kar of Edim being makhish, going kenega the chazaka is a weak chazaka, and I can't use that chazaka at all. And the Achronim explain that Shitas Rashi is, like the Gemara in Yevamah says, according to the Shita, that Trei Utrei is a Sveka de Rabbanan. Meaning that I essentially have to use the chazaka. The chazaka is a Midah Eraisa. Let's say in our situation, I have a chazaka that tells me that over here, the Eruv was in place before Shabbos. I put down the Eruv. Now there's a suffix. Did it get knocked out of place before Shabbos? So, Midei Raisa, we say that there's no chashivas for the Edom that are saying that there wasn't an Erev here before Shabbos. That's why Rabbi Yossi says every Suffolk Erev is a Kasher Erev. But Rabbi Meir holds that the reason why Suffolk Erev is Pasul is because Tchumin is the Eraisa. Since Tchumin is the Eraisa, we cannot rely on a Chazakah if there are Edom that are being misnagged the Chazakah. Even though there are Edom being misnagged those Edom, at the end of the day, there are Edom here, and I cannot rely on a Chazakah that has Edom that are fighting against it. This is Shitas Rashi, and this is Shitas Tosfos and Ksubas of Chavav Amud Beis to explain the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Trey again is Sveka de Rabbanan, and where does the Sveka de Rabbanan be Yisoyed? The Chazakah is here. The Chazakah that tells us that you should go Meikara is in place. That's why Rav Yossi says that the Erev is Kasha. However, Rav Meir says that since we're having a discussion of Tchumin Do'i Raisa here, Mido'i Raisa, we're not going to be Soymich on this Chazakah, since at the end of the day, there are Eidin that are being misnagged this Chazakah. And the Prima Gadim, in his Psicha to Hilcha Shchita, asks, Tchumin is Do'i Raisa? Who cares if Tchumin is Do'i Raisa? The Nidon over here is, on Truma, let's say Truma V'Nitmas. That's one of the Sfekis in the Mishnah, which the Gemara seems to be discussing over here. Truma became Tamei. Truma is Midrabanan. So it's not a Suffolk in Tchumin the Eraisa, it's a Suffolk in Truma the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and Kavit Shurim Siman Ayin Aleph and Kavit Taurus as well says, it's Muchach from here, that even if the Eruv is not Royal Achila Midrabanan, the Eruv is Pasul Midrabanan Eraisa. He says that it remains as if a Gal, a pile, fell on top of the Eruv, that I can't get it, I can't reach it. Since Midrabanan I can't eat it, Midrabanan is not a good Eruv. That is the Mahalach of Rabbi Chanan. Reb Shimon Shkab and Shari Yesher, as well as the Chazanish, both say a different mahalach to answer Prima Gadim's question. Again, Prima Gadim is asking, how could we say, Taisus and Subis and Rashi say, that the reason why Rameir says you can't go basa the Chazak is because Tchum is the Eraisa, since Tchum is the Eraisa, therefore we can't be Samach on a Chazak which has Edim fighting it, who cares? It's not a discussion of Tchum in here, it's a discussion of whether or not this Truma, which is the Rabbanon, is Tameh or not. Yes, then I'll have to know whether I can use it for a tchum, but that's step two. So Reb Shimon Shkap and the Chazanish both say that since the Edom came after Ben Hashmashes, the Nidin is not in the Truma. The Nidin is in the Eruv. Meaning that in the Chanami, we are essentially discussing whether or not I could use this Truma. But the Edom are coming after Shabbos already came. And since Shabbos already came, the Suffolk Bifaneinu today is more about the Tchum itself and not about the food that I'm using for the Tchum. Have a wonderful day.